Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 3 through 7, the Bible says, "And they set the ark of God upon a new cart, and brought it out of the house of Abinadab that was in Gibeah, and Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drave the new cart. They brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeah, accompanying the ark of God, and Ahio went before the ark. David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments made of fir wood, even on harps and on psalteries and on timbrels, and on coronets and on cymbals. And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God smote him there for his error. And there he died by the ark of God." Now, this is a very interesting passage. Uzzah is working with his brother, and they are working with the Ark of the Covenant. It had been kept in his grandfather's house, and he was the one caring for it. That was his responsibility as one of the Levites. And that Ark of the Covenant was the most holy piece of furniture the world has ever seen. That was a box about the size of a Lord's Supper table, and on it had the mercy seat, and be on either end of it were the two cherubims. And this was an exact replica of the one in heaven in Hebrews chapter 8. Personally, I believe it is a exact replica of the throne of God, because that is where God will judge and rule and reign for us from in heaven. Now, the one that was here on earth was to be carried upon poles on the shoulders of men. There were four rings, one on each corner, and they were to slide long poles in there, pick it up on their shoulders, and carry it. It was to be handled with holy respect. The children of Israel were happy that this new King David was having the Ark of the Covenant moved to Jerusalem, and everybody was happy. They were having a parade. It was a national day, and everybody was playing on instruments and singing and jumping up and down for joy, so to speak. And Uzzah and his brother Ahio were given the honor of moving that. They built a brand new cart and put it on to take it to Jerusalem. And as they were traveling, the ark began to shake as it went over the threshing floor at Nacon's place. And as it began to shake, Uzzah put forth his hand and grabbed a hold of the ark to make sure that it did not fall. He just instinctively did it. But at the moment his hands touched the Ark of the Covenant, he died. King David had been leading the way and was leading the party in the parade, so to speak. It was at a very high level of excitement, and then all of a sudden, this young man dies. The music stops. The crowd begins to quiet. People begin to become weeping. They have joy turned to confusion. Fear has turned into tragedy. And the excitement is gone. King David was so upset that he did not want the Ark of the Covenant anymore in town. How could they go from this super level of excitement to depression? Because the excitement was not fulfilled. Joy had been turned to mourning in Israel, and now they feel hurt and confused. You see, here's the thought. Do you just want excitement, or do you want to live a fulfilled life? Fulfillment may not be as exciting, but excitement may not be fulfilling. Let me give you five statements. Number one, the world seeks excitement because without Christ, there is no fulfillment. The word excite means to stir up, to start, to arouse passion or arouse feeling. The world lives for the flesh and the feeling of life. But the word fulfill means to fill full or entirely, to satisfy, to fill the requirements of, to complete or bring to an end. You see, it is Christ who fulfills our life. You see, God made us to be body, soul, and spirit. Without that spiritual life, there is no fulfillment in life. The world seeks to mask fulfillment by excitement. Look at advertising, immorality, the philosophy of it feels good, do it, the power of positive thinking. It's amazing. The world says, let's save the whales, but it's okay to kill babies. You see, even in quote-unquote Christianity or religion today, you have people that are trying to be spiritual by a fleshly means. They want a praise and worship service. They want to be slain in the spirit. They want to bring rock and roll and worldly music into the church services. They want to drop biblical standards and dress like and act like the world and come to church in their pajamas and in their shorts and flip-flops. You see, fulfillment may not be as exciting, but it does satisfy. Number two, fulfillment gets wrapped up in the love of God. You know, knowing that God loves me and that I can please God fulfills me. Is it always exciting? No, but all the money, Hollywood, the things, the new cars and the music can't do it either. I'd rather be fulfilled by the love of God than excited by the things of the world. Number three, fulfillment seeks truth, not feeling. The most successful people seek truth. Applying a truth makes room for you to learn and grow into a deeper truth. It may not be as exciting at first, but it will fulfill you. You see, there's nothing as disappointing as truth that cannot be used. Most churches have people who have notebooks filled with facts, but they live an unfulfilled life because they don't live anything of the Bible. Number four, yielding to the Holy Spirit will fulfill your life. You see, there's no greater power than the power of God. Seeing the Holy Spirit work creates excitement. God allows you to borrow His mind and His character by the Holy Spirit. When a person gets saved, the Holy Spirit indwells us. And lastly, learn to enjoy all of life to be fulfilled. Let's not determine life by its circumstances. Let's not determine life by the gathering of things. Let's learn to enjoy the mistakes and the stressful times and the sickness and the work that it takes. You see, that's part of the fulfillment. Let's get excited sincerely for others when they get what they want. You see, it's amazing to me. They were all excited until something bad happened because they were excited, not fulfilled.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.